Russia is one of the four members of the so-called Quartet, along with the U.S., the U.N., and the EU. The Quartet's plan, the roadmap, is at least nominally the agreed agenda for an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. At the roadmap's destination are a secure Israel and an independent Palestine living side by side. Well, from the RAND Corporation today comes a study of how to help a Palestinian state succeed. Joining us is Stephen Simon of RAND, who's one of the lead authors of the study. Welcome to the
Thank
program.
Thank you, Robert.
You calculate that between a return of some Palestinian refugees from neighboring countries and natural population growth, over 15 years, the population density of an independent Palestine would exceed that of Bangladesh. Does such a country with limited resources divided between the West Bank and Gaza have a chance?
Yes, it does have a chance, provided that it follows the right policies and it gets the level of investment it needs during that time of burgeoning population growth.
How much investment will it need?
Well, we calculate that in the first 10 years of its existence, a Palestinian state would require about $33 billion in a mix of private and public investment.
Give us some comparison of how that compares with other parts of the world that have had a lot of aid money or investment.
Well, it's in the same ballpark, really, as the amount of money that the international community has expended on a per capita basis in Bosnia and Kosovo. So it's not out of line, really, with what the international community has done in the recent past.
You write about something called the arc, and I guess physically it is an arc. It is a curved line starting up, well, at Haifa in Israel in the north, going down through the West Bank, across Israel again at the Negev Desert, and then into Gaza. What's the meaning of this arc?
Well, the arc is essentially an infrastructure corridor, which would be based on a relatively high-speed rail system. It would be an infrastructure corridor in the sense that it wouldn't just be the railway, but it would be the track, as it were, that carried telecommunications, cables, natural gas, electrical generation equipment, as well as the national water carrier. We call it the ARC because it follows the geographic pattern of Palestine, which is an arc-like ridgeline that goes from north to south.
First condition, you say, for success of a Palestinian state is security, improving security for Palestinians, for Israelis, for the region. Can any of this happen without a significant improvement in security in the Palestinian territories?
No, it can't. We identified a number of conditions for success. Security was one, land contiguity another, border permeability was yet a third. But security is fundamental. The starting point of our analysis was that a state had been achieved, and that, of course, presupposes a pretty sharp reduction in existing levels of violence.
What kind of reception have you gotten to RAND's ideas from people in the U.S. government, from Palestinians?
The Palestinians, on the whole, have given us an attentive and, in some instances, warm reception. They are, it seems to me, very attracted to the idea of the Ark, because it presents a vision of what Palestine could be in the future. It's a very seductive idea. You know, on the Israeli side, we got a respectful hearing. I think the weight of Israeli opinion is such that a successful Palestinian state is seen to be in Israel's strategic interest, although definitions of success differ to some extent.
RAND Corporation has done an analysis. You have ideas. You've spoken with the parties. Do you find this a hopeful moment? I mean, do you expect to see the Ark take form and the land of the West Bank and pass through the Negev to Gaza, or are we still in the very, very hypothetical stages here?
Well, we're in the hypothetical stages, of course, but the ARC is interesting in part because it gives a focus for international assistance, because it's a good idea, it's tangible, and it's organic, and it fosters not just economic development but social cohesion, which is going to be key to state success. So both the EU and the World Bank have expressed a lot of interest in this, and of course the Palestinians, as I said, are pretty interested in it too.
Stephen Simon, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Robert.
Stephen Simon is a senior analyst at the RAND Corporation and one of the lead authors of RAND's study, Building a Successful Palestinian State. There's a map of the proposed ARC and a link to the RAND report at npr.org.